This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His support in all our matters. And we send peace and blessings upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of this Jummah Khutbah in Dubai is Suratul Maryam. You know, subhanallah, the glorious Quran is the book of reflection. It has such deep insights. It has the treasure of wisdom and beautiful, you know, lessons for us to learn. Subhanallah, Suratul Maryam is one such miraculous surah of the glorious Quran. In it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shares with us so many stories, subhanallah. He begins with Surah Al-Maryam and he mentions about the story of Zakariya alayhi salam. Zakariya alayhi salam, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his progeny. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he granted, despite the fact that his wife was quite old. So my brothers and sisters, the lesson, the first lesson, in fact, what we learn from Surah Al-Maryam, when we do reflection on it, when we ponder and we think over the ayat of the Quran, we get to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has qudra, has power over all things. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-powerful over everything. So what we need to understand is we need to be convinced. We need to be absolutely certain when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything. As Zakariya alayhi salam asked, and Allah Rabbul Izzah answered his dua and granted him Yahya alayhi salam. Subhanallah, we also get to know another miraculous story of Surah Al-Maryam is about the birth of Isa alayhi salam. Yes, Maryam alayhi salam, she was not married. And Allah Rabbul Izzah, by miracle, by giving as a sign for the people until the last day, has created Isa alayhi salam out of the womb of Mother Mary. My brothers and sisters, people of disbelief, people of doubts, they actually doubted about the character of Maryam alayhi salam. And they asked, giving the lineage of her family, you know, subhanallah, Maryam alayhi salam, she just pointed out the baby, Isa alayhi salam. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. And she just pointed out the babe. And again, the people of doubt, the people who were, you know, in disbelief, they said, how can we speak to someone who is just a child in the cradle? And by a miracle, Isa alayhi salam, that baby, he spoke, and the words that he uttered, Allah Rabbul Izzah, he records, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ أَعْتَانِيَ الْكِتَابِ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. Subhanallah, Isa alayhi salam, he said, indeed, I am the servant of Allah. I am the servant of Allah. He made me a prophet and gave me the revelation. My brothers and sisters, the need is to reflect and think over this surah and understand how miraculously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Isa alayhi salam from Mother Mary. My brothers and sisters, the need is that we need to be certain about the du'as that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because many a times what happens is when we ask, we are ourselves in doubt whether this will be accepted or not. Never ever have that kind of perception, because that is something which will not help you. The idea of asking Allah itself as an ibadah, as Allah Rabbul Izzah, He through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us a dua huwa al-ibadah. The dua is actually in itself a worship. So when you ask Allah, ask with certainty. When you ask Allah, ask with absolute surety that Allah Rabbul Izzah, is going to answer your prayer. And subhanAllah, Allah answers in different ways as is suitable for the believer. Allah knows when to give, how much to give, what to give, and why to give to someone. So my brothers and sisters, this Suratul Maryam, I advise you and myself to go through it, read, recite, and reflect, so that inshallah you will derive plenty of beautiful lessons. The story of Zakariya alayhi salam, the story of Maryam alayhi salam, the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the story of Musa alayhi salam, and so much more. Subhanallah, this is the 19th surah of the Quran, and it was revealed in Makkah, and this is the reason which invites our attention to be absolutely thoughtful about this beautiful surah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our minds to understand the wisdom from the surah and the rest of the Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant success and well-being to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to shower His mercy on all the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.